This weekend, a ceasefire is supposed to go into effect in Syria between the Assad government and rebel groups. It doesn't include ISIS, which continues to launch attacks in Syria, but is apparently having some financial difficulties. Ali Velshi is host of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. And Ali, ISIS has been known for giving good salaries, baby bonuses, even snacks to its fighters, but now seems to be cutting back on some of those perks.
Yeah, and that's important to remember for everybody in the West who thinks this is just religious motivation that causes these Western fighters to head over into Syria and Iraq. It's not necessarily true. The salaries have been pretty good. In some cases, $400 or $500 a month, in many cases paid for in dollars. That is being cut in half in some places for a number of reasons. One is the price of oil has dropped. Number two, it's harder to get these ransoms paid for kidnappers, and number three, the various assaults that are taking place on ISIS, it's all taking a toll on the organization.
Is there any evidence at this point that it is causing people to think twice about supporting ISIS if they're not getting paid as much as they once did?
Well, it's anecdotal at best because obviously many of us don't get access to these fighters, but there are reports through third parties that say people are grumbling about it. You know, if there was a chance that you were likely to live and get a good income for your family and start a new nation, all of that adds up to something that's relatively motivating in a region of the world which has a lot of unemployment, a lot of idleness. All of a sudden, we're talking about wages now of $200 a month or less. Sometimes withholding of that altogether. You mentioned that snacks and meal rations have been reduced in some cases. So all of this does start to make people think twice, and the chances of dying do seem to have increased with Russia in the mix, with a sort of a more aggressive Western posture against ISIS. And remember, while not official, the U.S. government does not seem to be pushing its agenda of regime change for the Assad regime, which puts more pressure on stopping ISIS. So they've got more of a war to fight, less of an income, and some workers who are not as interested in being fighters for them.
So they're having some financial problems. And of course, the U.S. and other countries have tried to restrict their access to banks. And yet we read in the Wall Street Journal that they are still able to move money around sort of informally through an existing banking system.
Yeah, and in the Arab world, an informal money exchange system has existed for a long time, and it's actually become more formal now. So while the U.S. government worked with the Iraqi government in particular to cut off access to banks in big cities like Mosul that had fallen under ISIS control, what's happened is money lending operations, money changing operations have popped up in those places, charging double the commission they used to. So it used to be sort of a 5% commission, which is much higher than a bank would charge. Now they charge 10%. They use sort of a phone call system to acknowledge that someone on the receiving end will be able to pay out the money, and then they physically send banknotes across borders, through war zones. They pay off even enemies of ISIS, Shiite militia fighters, Kurdish fighters, to let the money go through. They bribe people at border crossings. Money does seem to get from one end to the other, either from Jordan or Turkey into Syria or Iraq.
That's Ali Velshi, host of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. Ali, thanks as always.
My pleasure, Jeremy.